Wow. Those negative points of view, we are the watchdog, the Rottweiler, the Doberman Pinscher. Those negative points of view, we're watching out for those. And whatever they describe, pretty soon we're feeling that. We really feel that. When we're introduced to clarity, it's a big change. It is a big change, all right, because now we're asking ourselves, we're giving ourselves an invitation to abide as we are. We're giving ourselves an invitation to just be exactly as we are, exactly as we are, with no need to change any points of view. Wow. We're okay exactly as we are. All our points of view, the ones we've wanted to get rid of, the ones other people have wanted us to get rid of, we just let them flow on by. Now, this is the cure for affliction. The cure for affliction is affliction. I can guarantee you, one moment at a time, that's all that's asked, one moment at a time, the clarity that you know yourself to be, that you have been potently introduced to, return to this again and again. Just this clarity right here. Just this clarity right here. No need to look for some special trumped up state that feels like this, that, or the other thing. Clarity is ever present in all thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences, and it is never determined by them. And so the kindness, the gift we give ourselves, it is so tender, so all-encompassing, so all-embracing, such a sign of total self-respect, self-care, and self-love. To one moment at a time, whenever we remember to do so, acknowledge clarity as the true basis of your glorious being. By such minimal activity as that, a great force takes hold. A great force takes hold, and this is the force of you yourself. You yourself as a human being, as a precious human being. A powerful, powerful human being. When we've been trained to just keep quiet and keep our points of view quiet, our negative points of view quiet, then to let everything be as it is can be challenging. So what? You know, what else are we going to do in the situation, really? To elaborate the points of view will just bring a tsunami of pain and additional affliction. And so the support of the four mainstays give us an opportunity to use this combinatory pattern of support to relieve ourselves within the afflictive state without changing anything, to let everything be as it is, to let everything be exactly as it is. All the points of view, whatever they are that flow on by, their descriptions too are the supercharge of clarity. just as easily as seeing a point of view as something debilitating and horrible. Much easier is to recognize it as the actual beneficial energy, the dynamism of clarity's force, this open intelligence at the basis of everything. Completely open intelligence, inclusive of everything, inclusive of all data, ever-expanding open intelligence. Many times when these states come up, it is felt that, well, that can't be clarity. That's too bad a point of view. It's naughty. It's a naughty point of view. It couldn't possibly be something as glorious as clarity. And so that's okay. At first, rely on clarity with the easy ones, if that's easier. And then build up the clarity muscle. It's guaranteed that clarity will become more and more obvious. But if you're looking for a special state that you think clarity is, then it's not going to become that special state. That special state that you're thinking clarity is, it'll never be lived again. Each point of view is entirely unique in its singularity as the beneficial power of clarity. And so you see, this is the gift we give ourselves, to be as we are, to allow all points of view to be as they are. What we've always wanted from our friends who would sit and listen to us. We give that to ourselves, letting all our points of view just be exactly as they are. Being surprised at the breadth, depth, and diversity of all the points of view. Oh dear, whoever knew there were so many? And of so many types and kinds and whatever. And to take it easy, to take it easy, just for today, one day at a time, all those old slogans that I'm sure we've all heard over and over again related to one thing or another, these are really beautiful and perfect. Even the thought, I can't do it, I'm not going to make it, this isn't going to work, all these are the bright force of clarity. The points of view that say, this couldn't possibly be clarity. Clarity. It's never been any other way. Never been any other way. Simply by relaxing and letting everything just be as it is, the beneficial force of clarity becomes evident. So clear, so obvious. If the energy has been put into naming and describing all the points of view, you see it suddenly release, total relaxation from that whole trip of manipulating points of view, trying to manage them in order to affect a special state. Do you know what I mean? If we just have the right points of view, then we'll feel okay. But that never happens. It's never happened for anyone, and it never will happen. As mature adults, mature human beings, we take it upon ourselves to really see how powerful we are, that we can actually be with ourselves exactly as we are, with all the points of view, no matter what they are. and that these very points of view that we deem to be the source of unwellness, that these very points of view are the source of abiding wellness, abiding okayness, deep and effective potency that pervades everything and everyone. This is where we're at. Little by little, if that's what it takes, little by little, more and more, obvious clarity. And we adjust to that. We adjust to that. Just like we adjusted to all our points of view after being born a little baby with nothing to say or do. When we're introduced to clarity, everything becomes completely fundamental and basic. And we see that everything about us that we name about us, our mind, our body, our speech, our qualities, our activities, all these can't help but be affected by clarity. Whatever the situation is that we're in, the circumstances, whatever they are entirely beneficial to clarity's display. Whatever the circumstances are, those are the exactly perfect circumstances for a full-on display of clarity. There's nothing to get rid of or change about you. And so we just are as we are, constantly striving for another state, trying to affect some other way to be, some other points of view. It'll lead to the same place that it always led. And so you see, in clarity, we get right down to the basis. Spontaneous benefit without thinking, in which confusion has collapsed, and elaboration-free clarity, like space shining forth within all points of view. The same points of view, you could track it. You could actually track it from the beginning of first relying on a short moment of clarity. Track the change as that point of view slips into collapse, complete collapse, where it is no longer a thing and is instead the shining brightness of clarity, the super duper okayness of living life. It's okay to enjoy life. Enjoyment of life is in those unrejected points of view, the very, very, very afflictive ones. The more afflictive the negative states, the more powerful the benefit. We as human beings reached a point in our evolution where it's time for us to be as powerful as we are. And that starts with each one of us. We empower ourselves in relation to each point of view. Benefit can shine forth as something like sinking agitation, paranoia, unwellness. Each point of view, empowered or disempowered. Supercharged clarity benefit, all. All, whatever the experience is. Not something that needs to be eliminated, deleted, avoided, replaced. To let it be exactly as it is. Might get charged up a little bit, have a few more descriptions tagging along, Let those be as they are too. Preserve the clarity basis. Preserve. This whole process of believing that points of view are the evidence of not having clarity, this needs to be cut through at the root. And the only way that that comes about is through the current points of view, you see. And the simile used here is of the island of gold. On an island of gold, but still looking for earth and stones, even though we're sure we're on the island of gold. No earth or stones anywhere, all gold. All gold. Just like all these points of view, all the syllables, every little designation, no matter what it might be of anything, all united in pure benefit. Upon the introduction to clarity, we like it because it's beneficial. We like it because it's beneficial. It's directly beneficial, so we have immediate benefit. It isn't a long-term wait to get to some destination. The benefit is immediate. It may not be exactly what we expected. However, the benefit is immediate. And we have a deep knowing that by relying on that benefit again and again, it will be more obvious. We know it. We know it for sure because we already know who we are. So these points of view come up sinking. You know that feeling sinking? Oh. Impending doom or agitation. Paranoia. Unrejected. Wow. They aren't what they seem to be at all. So we have a choice what we get out of them. In clarity, we extract their power. We extract our own power to be okay. To be okay no matter what's coming down. Our natural state is spontaneous altruism. That's our natural state, the welfare of all, the benefit of all. That is our natural state. The welfare of all begins with self-benefit, with the deep self-benefit we give to ourselves by relying on clarity. Such deep self-benefit. By allowing all the points of view to be as they are, wow. The compassion we have for ourselves, what we've been through in life, and where we are now, it is just so immense and so beautiful, this gift that we give ourselves. And by letting our own points of view be as they are, and out of this self-compassion, we feel compassion for everyone. This is the only true compassion, spontaneous compassion that comes from knowing ourselves exactly as we are and allowing ourselves to be exactly as we are with nothing held back. The sky is pure and clear. All the points of view are pure and clear, exactly as they are. Everything is known by clarity itself. There isn't another knower. By resting deeply in the powers of great benefit, we accommodate the self-benefit that is at our disposal. Tremendous self-benefit, born of exactly what's right here, the here and now. The spontaneously self-releasing here and now. Resting naturally laid back, carefree. We see the here and now cannot be kept in place. Everything we've given a fixed, concrete identity, it slips away instantaneously. The points of view, we couldn't hold on to them if we tried. If we tried to keep a certain point of view in place, we couldn't do it. So we enjoy the liveliness, the actual liveliness of clarity benefits display. Points of view, the liveliness of pure benefit. Points of view, the liveliness of spontaneous altruism. Training up that deep, deep power within us. Inexhaustible power within us. Training that up. This is what short moments is all about. Training that up. Human society really gets to see what it is. Potency and ease don't seem to go together, but they do. They're inseparable companions. This is such an outpouring of what human beings want, what we really want for ourselves. We want to know ourselves exactly as we are. The other ideas that describe who we are, they're not a fit. They're really not a fit for who we are. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual that for the practice of psychiatry and psychology, other books, that they really don't describe what we are. There isn't anything that is a perfect fit. To find that perfect fit, we have to rely on clarity. Just let ourselves be as we are. That's where the perfect fit is. The perfect fit of self-knowledge. That we shine forth all these labels and descriptions. Wow. What a display. What a carnival. What a circus. This is a wild one. When we can't predict our points of view. One day we get up, we say, I'm going to be happy today. And maybe we are, but probably we're not. Finding the deep okayness in what is, now that's really great. No need to try to modify or shape some kind of special structure. Whoever you are is perfectly okay. And this is where the real power and wisdom is. Just those current points of view. Your own life. Your own past points of view, current points of view, and future points of view. It isn't anywhere else. So we've narrowed it down into the vast expanse. Human beings are capable of different kinds and levels of intelligence. And right now we're operating from one of our levels of intelligence that is available to us. And at that level of intelligence, we have created everything we've created in human society. So all of that has been created by human society through this level of intelligence that it's currently using. And most would agree that we've ended up in a rather unpleasant situation due to this intelligence we've been using. Clarity is another intelligence that we have access to. And every single human being has equal access to that level of intelligence, open intelligence, inclusive of everything. And so by the power of clarity, we redefine everything about what an individual human is and what human society is, because the way we're currently using our intelligence does not work. And it does not work for us individually, and it does not work for us as a society. Clarity intelligence subsumes point of view intelligence. It knows everything about point of view intelligence, but point of view intelligence knows nothing about clarity. And so you see, we go to a greater level of intelligence that we have at our disposal in order to tidy up the mess we've created. It may not fit with a lot of our current descriptions of things, and we may not understand why clarity would represent something like the current level of intelligence. However, there are some things that we just let be as they are because we know that it will be of great benefit to do so. So you see, we have to test it in ourselves to show ourselves that it actually is beneficial. We have to test it to make sure that it works for us before we're convinced that it can work for society. Deeply and thoroughly see within ourselves that we have access to a great, great power. And that through that power, not only can we tidy up the war we have going on within ourselves, but we can tidy up the other situations that have been created. But you see, none of that can be tidied up without the individual coming forth as a display of self-benefit. That's the only way that the global human society can live for the benefit of all. When each human individual lives for the benefit of all, or even a great number. Now, what we find in our work is that when people see in each other a different way of living and a different way of being, they go for it. They go for it right away. You know, they see their friends come back after doing the empowerments, or maybe they haven't seen them in a few years, and their friend is completely transformed, completely at ease and at peace with himself or herself and the world, and at the same time, totally potent, not somebody washed up and taken out of society, but someone who has stood up as a force within society to say, hey, this is who we are, and taking hold of that, taking responsibility for that. So we have to take responsibility for who we are. That's basically it. There isn't any mystery about what's going on in the world as far as I'm concerned. Dislike of one group of people for another or one individual for another, all of these things, that they come from the way we each treat ourselves and the way we are divisive within ourselves, trying to have only certain kinds of points of view, dividing some of the points of view within us against the others. Does that sound familiar? And then we play out the whole thing as a grand display in society. So you see, as we step back and take responsibility for who we really are, we see that we actually have the power, and it's the only power that'll be able to create solutions for what's going on. It's just like in the Balanced View, Great Freedom Movement. All of you have created this circumstance we're sharing, the four mainstays. a way of life of happy, responsible, potent individuals, beneficial individuals. Human society is calling for that. It's an evolutionary opening, an evolutionary leap. Now it's time to go this way. We adapt for preservation, for the sake of preservation. And see how that starts individually too? We adapt for our own preservation. The old way, it doesn't cut it. You know? We can't feel at home in our own skin. We can't find life satisfaction and flourishing. And then when we find within ourselves what gives us life satisfaction and flourishing, then we go for it. We find our power as a people to really take care of ourselves and to do the right thing. So to me, it's about responsibility. Responsibility. What's my responsibility as a human? And there's no way to get how afflictive states are beneficial from point of view intelligence. It can't be figured out. However, it can be instinctively recognized. And instinctive recognition means that you know deep within yourself that a given afflictive point of view is the source of power, of beneficial power for you when left as it is. Whereas if you pick it up and let it play, it can disturb you greatly, right? And in clarity practice, you get to a point where you can let a point of view just do its thing and it does not matter at all. Because clarity is running the show now, and it isn't the dictionary definitions any longer that are. So that's pretty cool. In that intelligence, you find a vastness where all these points of view aren't at war against each other. They're seamlessly connected, interactive, interoperable. Moving on to a new level of intelligence, a helpful level of intelligence. And again, it needs to be in one's own experience. That's the testing ground, so to speak, the lab. Your own personal lab. And what happens in letting points of view be as they are is that a general sense of wellness arises, a powerful sense of wellness, whereas indulging afflictive states does not provide wellness. It does not provide permanent satisfaction. It does not provide flourishing.